Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Born in Atlanta, Georgia, raised in Sacramento, California, and a universal jazz voice on the bass that is now in legendary status. That was Rufus Reed with the tune Sweet Lorraine off the 2007 CD The Intimacy of the Bass. This cat has gotten around. After Sacramento High, he went on to the United States Air Force as a trumpeter and ultimately found the bass there. From there, it was Seattle and the Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. And today, he reigns as one of the premier bassists on the international jazz scene. We caught up with him here at Neon Jazz. It was an honor. And he opened up about this last year living through COVID. Have a listen.
People who are creative in their own little bubble, I think we should be thankful that we have our creative minds to keep us from going bazonkers, you know. I feel that I had time to do some things and to reflect on what's really important. All the things you thought you were busy, but I can't even imagine how I'm busy now and I'm not doing anything.
Over the years, he has written for string orchestra, jazz ensembles, large and small, concert band, double bass ensemble pieces, and solo bass composition. And he opened up about the reality of the bass. Have a listen.
The passion that I have and the consistency that I strive for, no matter who I'm playing with, comes across that effort has been made to make whatever situation happen. Because I firmly believe bass players are the ones that can completely sabotage every musical entity that we get involved with if we don't focus and throw down what's expected of us.
And his book, The Evolving Bass, published back in 1974, continues to be recognized as the industry standard as the definitive bass method. This guy is always on top of things. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town swinging and making jazz all the time. And right below us now is the recital with trumpeter Herman Mahari, and who is splitting time now with Paris, and vibes man Peter Schlamm on the piano at the Johnson County Community College on September 28th, 2021. We're coming to you right here from Kansas City, Missouri, ready and able to give you the jazz. This last few weeks has been quite bad for the world of jazz. One of the brightest lights in the world of jazz ever was NEA Jazz Master Hammond B3 organist Dr. Lonnie Smith, and he left us on September 28, 2021, at the age of 79. He was easily one of the most profound interviews I ever had. His wisdom, talent, and compassion are beyond anything I have ever encountered from another human being. He was deeply loved, and he will be greatly missed. And as we go into the tune New Orleans off his 2004 CD, Too Damn Hot, here's a powerful clip from an interview I had with Doc back in 2014. He talked about his destiny.
I didn't choose music, it chose me. And I found my passion in life. I can't wait to the next day. It's like a beginning all over again, that I can do what I didn't do yesterday. It really keeps me going.
Thank you. Leon Lee Dorsey from New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz, the best jazz on the radio, with the great Joe Dimino. Enjoy.
That was jazz bassist, composer, and arranger Leon Lee Dorsey with his take on Moment's Notice off his latest CD and Salute, 2021's Thank You, Mr. Mayburn. He made his solo recital debut at the Lincoln Center back in September of 1999. Quite a debut there. And has since been a triple threat, handling bass playing, composing, and arranging tasks with pure skill over the years. And we caught up with him here at the show, and he told us about advice he gives to the kids. Have a listen.
I always leave my kids with two messages, and that's to dream big and be great, right? So when I'm playing Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, Duke Ellington, Prince, Sly and the Family Stone, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, I'm telling them, you know, the sky's the limit. There's nothing you're not capable of doing if you commit.
Speaking of that legendary jazz pianist and composer Harold Mayburn, here's the tune Making Our Dreams Come True. And that's exactly what he did. his whole life, off the 2013 CD, Right on Time. Thank you.
world folks, jazz folks, jazz world. This is Hal Mayburn telling you to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. It will keep you happy and make you feel good at all times. Jazz number one in the world.
That was Danish guitar player and composer Jakob Bro with the tune Tustenko off his newest offering, 2021's Uma Elmo. His proverbial teeth were cut as a former member of the Paul Motian and the Electric Bebop. And we talked to him here at the show from his home in Copenhagen, Denmark. And he opened up about finding his voice in jazz. Have a listen.
I was doing a lot of sideman work and I was dealing with different musical situations, trying to sort of fit in and also contribute to the musical situations that I was in. And I learned a lot from doing that for many, many years. And I think now I'm in a situation where I'm playing more of my own music. And so it's all a part of the journey somehow.
As we get into the magic of tenor sax cat Eddie Harris with the tune Hip Hoppin' off the 1964 LP, Cool Sax, Warm Heart, listen to Rufus Reed talk about the biggest influence of his life.
Eddie Harris was my first professional boss. As he left, I still consider him being the most influential person in my career, in my life, because of his integrity. All he asks is that you be on time and be able to play.
I play drums with the jazz group Charged Particles out of Northern California and with the Lunar Octet based in Michigan. And I am here as a part of a great, great jazz program, Neon Jazz, that Joe puts on. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Thank you.
That was the great John Krosnick leading the award-winning Lunar Octet with the tune Until I Find the Words off the 2021 CD Convergence. And we caught up with him here recently to talk about his album, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, the planet does need music more than ever. We feel very lucky to have gotten our recording in just before the pandemic hit, because this band is made up of guys who live in Michigan, where the band was born, but I now live in California, and Steve Hildner now lives in New Jersey, so I'm involved, and Omen Piedra, our percussionist, had to come up from Ohio, not such a big trip, but we were able to get it done in the middle of winter.
I caught this cat in Kansas City some years back, and it's one of the best that I've ever seen at the Blue Room off 18 and Vine. Here's celebrated New York City pianist Larry Fuller with All of Us Cool, joined by his trio with the song In Like Flynn off his 2009 CD Easy Walker. And if it was only that easy.
Hey, this is Bobby Wynn. I'm a bass player out of New York City.
And this is Dustin Lorenzi. I'm a saxophonist in Chicago.
We're the band Snard, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was four old friends from college in a band called Snarge with the tune Star Change off their 2021 CD Snarge 2. On this new album, it was the first time in nearly a decade that all four band members had been together in the same room. We caught up with them to talk about the music, and this is what they told me about who they really are.
Firstly, three geniuses I'm playing music with. Two saxophone, one drum. You got a little of the old, a lot of the new, and definitely a lot of dope.
This is a new one that is a breath of fresh music. He's Grammy Award-winning nominated artist, producer, composer, and an influencer, Theo Kroeker, joined by legendary Gary Bartz with the tune Anthem off the 2021 CD, Black to Life, A Future Past. This is one of the first cats that I interviewed during the pandemic, Slowdown, that said that it was nice to take a good deep breath in. And that exhale is this wonderful, tasty jazz. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Frank Morelli. I'm a bassoonist out of New York City, New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was East Meets Midwest with Denver tenor saxophonist Keith Oxman and bassoonist Frank Morelli with the song Full Moon and Empty Arms off the 2021 CD, The Oxmo Incident. This matchup makes a tasty audio adventure, and when we talked to Frank about the thrill of doing this project, this is what he had to say.
Well, it feels really great. It's wonderful for you to say that you enjoy the record so much, because you have to understand, from my perspective, although I was encouraged and supported all the way by Keith and the other guys in the band, I'm fully aware that I'm in new territory. Obviously, I'm hoping people will appreciate my contribution to it. They clearly will appreciate the other guys for sure. The fact is, in terms of timing and this horrible pandemic that we've all had to endure, was we did the recordings in October of 19.
This next cat is a local treasure. Here's Kansas City trumpeter Nate Nall with his latest offering, the tune You Happen to Me off the 2021 CD, Thank God for the Little Things. Thank you. Again, that was Casey Trumpeter, Nate Nall with You Happen to Me. And we did talk to Nate about this odd COVID world and new music, and he opened up about the live connection.
We've been longing for connections with the others. And I think that music, it helps us experience emotions and different emotions in kind of in real time with others. And I think that's something that we're lacking as a society. Like, in some ways, we're so connected through social media, but at the same time, social media is kind of a distant connection. It can be kind of a distant connection. It's different than seeing someone's face.
And finally, on this jazz adventure, we end things with a song called Dreamscapes from the Happy Time Orchestra. Off their 2021 CD, Of This World. And man, this is a great listen. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat full of dreamscapes, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, and we dig you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.